boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
My God, if you need a hobby that makes you feel good about yourself, or, you know, if you've ever been like, if you're like me, I have self-doubt, like you wouldn't believe. Might I tell you that you should pick up the hobby of sourdough?
Really?
Yes, because every time, now, and there are going to be some failures, so then you're going to feel worse about yourself.
Yeah.
From time to time. But most of the time, you will have a success. And when you open that loaf and you smell it or you see it, you're going to be so proud of yourself.
Dude, I get it. I feel that. I'm not into sourdough, but anytime like I make something from scratch, I did bagels a couple weeks ago, and afterwards I was like, I'm a woman. I am the woman. Oh my God.
I am officially a woman. I made bagels.
Yeah. So I get what you're saying, but sourdough, you're like, that's a child. You're taking care of it.
Literally, I got to feed it like every single day. I just forgot I haven't fed it in like 2 days. Well, there's, I'm not a mother.
Not quite.
I am not yet a woman. I just forgot I haven't fed it in 2 days. Well, I'll do that tonight. But you got to feed it. You got to take, then you got to do all these like things like stretch and folds, cold proofing, all these things before you can even bake the thing, right? This weekend, I think I hands down made the best sourdough I've made. Now I've only made three, so well, you know. Do with that what you'd like. But I made a white chocolate strawberry sourdough. She was holy. She went to church. Mm. I mean, the girl was beautiful.
Praise.
And it would taste amazing. I don't even think the loaf is going to last through today.
Really?
Yeah, I made it Saturday. I don't think it's going to last through today.
You did bring me a piece. I have not had the chance to try it, but I will.
You're going to die.
I'm excited.
You are so going to die. Because here's the thing. So I did like white chocolate chips, and then I did freeze-dried strawberries so that it wouldn't be so much moisture and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The freeze-dried strawberries, you would never even know they're freeze-dried. They like I don't know if the moisture got to them or what, but now they taste like they're like fresh strawberries.
Yeah.
There's that. Then the white chocolate chips, they melted, but they left this like sugary like residue, I would almost say. Mm. Oh my God, it's just like eating pure sugar.
I do love that.
It's so good. Anyways, I'm so proud of myself.
I will say, I think you've gotten pretty lucky because I see a lot of like Facebook groups that I'm not even in of people like so sad. They're like, what am I doing wrong? My loaf is flat.
Yes.
It's gross. It's chewy. And you haven't had like a full breakdown like
I actually
that.
Thought this was going to be the one because like when it was like when it was cold proofing, it didn't look right. So I thought this was going to be the one that it was just not it. Mm-hmm. And when I took it out, I was like, I don't know.
She did it
again.
But
she did it again. So now I'm like, is this the high? And now we go down from here and it's going to be the low. Because next thing is all the loaves you put in the request for.
Yes.
I can't mess these up or you won't be my friend anymore.
I mean, I guess you can blame it on me because I only saw them on TikTok. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't know. You want like a Parmesan pepper or something. What do you want? I can't remember.
Parmesan and black pepper.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That one I'm nervous about.
And a dill pickle. That honestly sounds really difficult.
That one I'm nervous about. That I could do that one wrong. But we'll see.
Well, I guess worst comes to worst, you throw it away and I'll give you like $4.
I thought you were going to say still bring it for
your worries.
Or yeah, I'll still bring it to you even if it looks bad.
I won't know the difference. Bread is bread to me.
Hey, you know what? I won't complain either.
A carb is a carb. I don't want to toot my own horn, but toot, toot.
Toot, toot.
Dude, I think we kind of predicted who's in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we did.
Well, okay, no. Sort of, kind of, a little bit.
Sort of, kind of, really, we did.
We did, but that's because of a TikTok theory that I told you about last week in Trending with Taylor, which is the Super Bowl logo theory, a.k.a. the last couple years. The colors of the official Super Bowl logo are supposedly the colors of the teams who will play in the game. What I told you last week, based on this year's logo, was that it'd be the Chiefs and the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, by doggone it, last night, who won the dang games?
Chiefs and Eagles.
The Chiefs and Eagles. So now, I'd like to remind everybody that we were right. And then, based on that theory, the Eagles are supposed to win. So if you remember, it was like,
yes, because it was the bottom color.
The base color.
Yeah, yep, yep, yep. The Eagles will win.
The base of the logo is green.
If that is true and the Eagles win, I have never been the type of person who believes the NFL is rigged. I might now start believing
it. Oh, good Lord. I don't know anything about that. I don't know.
I might now.
I'm not that deep. I'm not that far deep.
Yeah, I mean, come on. The logos, it's been right every single time.
I'm with you.
We
might have called it. But if you're going to place bets and then you don't hit, don't blame me. I am just the messenger.
I'm still walking into my Super Bowl party going, the Eagles are going to win.
I want to see what happens when that doesn't happen.
Here's what's hot and what's not. With those girls in the afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
First dates are a lot of pressure, but almost more than that, I would say second dates are more pressure because at that point, they're like, they see something in you, but you still have to impress at that point.
Yeah.
And there's some talk about what the perfect second date spot is.
Ooh.
You're not going to believe this. It's not a movie. It's IKEA.
I would have said bowling, but okay.
Not bowling. So here's...
Why IKEA?
Well, here's the thought. Obviously, first date is like you're just getting the initial introduction out of the way.
Yeah.
Second date, you clearly like the person enough to like maybe do dinner and then go do something. But it's kind of like, what do? A movie, you don't really get to know them any better. You're just sitting next to each other for 2 hours in the dark. So the experts say that IKEA is great because you can do the meal because there's a cafe in IKEA. Mm-hmm. It's pretty affordable prices. So if there's like that awkward, who's going to pay, me or you, or split, then you're not breaking the bank. And then after you have your little meal, you can walk through IKEA and it's like a good activity to be able to still carry a conversation, but then if you hit an awkward point, then you can talk about things that you're seeing. Maybe pick up, I don't know, a toilet brush that you've been needing, and it brings you closer because it's fun and it's not super like high pressure. So I'm thinking, okay, we don't really have IKEA around here. I don't even know what the closest one is, to be honest with you. But I would say a similar vibe would be like a Costco.
Oh, I would have said Menards.
Does Menards have a cafe?
No, but they should.
You got to have a food
Menards
option.
Would be so much fun if they had a cafe.
You want to look at like plywood with your date or what?
I would have a blast.
Really?
You know, my favorite aisle in Menards is their food aisle. I'm just saying. They got
like the snacks?
Yeah, they got some good stuff in there.
Yeah, I suppose that would work. You could grab some snacks and then just peruse through. Mm-hmm. The aisles. I'm kind of down for this because I feel like you get to learn a lot about a person when you go shopping with them.
Here's what I love about it, because you know me, I move fast, right?
I
fall in love fast. I move fast. Is that I would like this because then I can start asking you about our future.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? I could be like, okay, what do you see in our home? You know, do you see this bed?
Oh
my
God.
Furniture. What kind of home do you want? Do you want kids? Like, this is like a good, you know, starter to our to my conversations that I would like to start.
I don't know if you would get a third date after that.
Well, then after that, I don't know what goes after IKEA.
You go home.
It's those girls in the afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
This might make me the worst girlfriend ever, and I don't really care, but I purposely let a chore get out of hand so that we have to do it together.
Oh, you not even to get it off your plate. You want to do it together.
Exactly.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I cannot stand doing the laundry. Well, I can wash it. I don't mind that. It's folding it. I cannot stand it. So I will purposely let it pile up and pile up and pile up for like a week and a half to where I have to be like, oh, darn, we should just do this together. It's so out of hand.
Like you're letting the clean stuff pile up?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like it's like where the hampers are just overflowing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, darn, it would be probably best if we just did this together to tackle it.
Because
I can't stand doing it. And I just absolutely love it when we do it together. One, it's fun because we talk the whole time and we're cracking jokes. And it goes by, two, way faster. It's really not as annoying when I'm doing it with him. I've tried to put on TV shows while doing it. No. I've tried to put on music while doing it. No. It is not the same when you have to do it by yourself.
I hate it too, but I think it would be worse if we tried to do it together.
Why?
Because he doesn't know where my stuff goes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've lived with the man for a year and a half.
I still don't know.
And if I was like, hey, can you put my socks away? He'd be like, I didn't know you owned any socks. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I think it would take way longer.
Yeah.
But that's not a problem.
No. So, like, okay, well, I guess there are some things he doesn't know. Because there will be a couple times where he'll be like, what do I do with this shirt? Because some shirts I fold mm-hmm. and some shirts get hung up.
Right.
So he'll be like, what do I do here? And I'll be like, that one's a fold or that one's a hung up. And he'll just do it. And then when it comes to, like, putting it away, then we'll put our own stuff away.
Okay. Well, yeah.
That's what
sense.
We do. So I'll fold his undies up for him. But then when it comes time to actually putting them all away into the drawers, he puts his own away. So we put them all on the bed. It's all nicely organized where it's like my socks are folded, my undies are folded, my t-shirts and all this in the towels and all that stuff. Then at the very end is when we finally are putting it all away.
Mm.
See, I think you should start doing it that way. It's a lot of fun.
Don't try to trick me into thinking laundry's fun. There are some chores that you purposely put off because you want to do them with your partner mm-hmm. instead of separately. You said that's laundry for you.
Yes.
For me, it's grocery shopping. Every single time. I prefer to go to the grocery store with my boyfriend, Curly, because it's nice to have a cart pusher, honestly.
Oh, my God. I would go with you. I love being the cart pusher.
I hate it. I hate it. I hate driving the cart and trying to find what I'm looking for. It's too much. So I really like to have him there for that reason. That's about it, to be honest with you. He doesn't really do much beyond that. He's the moral support police. However, this is a Sunday activity for me. Like, that is my part of my Sunday ritual, is that we go grocery shop for the entire week, make the list, go do it, and then it's done. However, I was down for the count yesterday. I was in bed all day long, not feeling great, got out of bed 3 times. So I did not make it to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Which means one of us has to do it. Curly's got the day off.
Curly, go and do it.
Curly's headed to the grocery store. Well, we'll see, I guess, because I told him I would make the list because I just will. It'll be easier if I make him a list of things to go buy. However, it is 3:45. He hasn't asked me for the list, which means there's no way he has gone to the grocery store because he don't know what he's getting. So I'm kind of like taking bets over here. What time is he going to do it? Is he going to wait until like 6:30, knowing that I'm going to be home at 7? Because he just doesn't want to do it? Or is he going to pull a fast one on me and be like, well, why don't we just go once you get off work?
No. Know,
I don't want to do that. I really don't want to do that. So I don't know how long I give him until I just send him the list and I'm like, good luck out there, soldier.
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock?
And then he's doomed because everybody goes at 5 o'clock.
That's what I'm saying. And then you know what he's going to do? He's going to panic and then he's going to start calling me and be like, babe, I can't find the Parmesan cheese. You know what I mean? This is why it's
spaghetti
easier for
aisle.
The dealer. Well, yes. Do you want to take the phone calls?
I will gladly take
you walk him through it.
Yes.
So annoyed that my Sunday literally went to waste because that's normally my productive day. But when I tell you I only left my bed 3 times yesterday,
ugh.
I don't know what it was. I just felt gross and I feel better today. I think it was just an off thing. I don't know. But I've learned that my boyfriend Curly, his response to any time that like my head's hurting or my tummy's hurting or anything, his solution is, well, just go take a hot shower.
Mm.
And I'm like, yeah, that sometimes makes me feel better. Yesterday, I can't tell you how many times I said, I don't want to. No, I don't even want to get up. I can't get out of bed. And I finally did go take a hot shower last night. Still felt like crap. Didn't really work for me. So I'm like, we got to find a new solution, because the take a hot shower, it's not
what
it's
do
not
you do
it.
When you take a hot shower, because he will also, he'll take a hot shower, but his hot shower is weird.
I crank it
and you just stand there,
and I just stand there. I also have like a bench in my shower, so I did take a seat, I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, so his hot shower is like
sad.
Mm-hmm. It's like something you would see on like, I don't know, a sad movie or of some sort. So like, He's been more ill in our relationship than I have been. Mm. But like one day he had a very bad like headache one day. And he was like, I got to take a hot shower to like try to get this out of me.
Yeah.
So what he does is he sits on the ground on the shower ground.
Yeah.
Tucked like he's like
in a ball, fetal position.
Uh-huh. And he just lets the shower hit the back of him like he's crying. And he just sits there for minutes. I ended up having to go to work, but it was 30 minutes. He just sat there. God. I know. And I'm like, you okay, buddy? I think he sat there for another 30 minutes with the water just hitting his back. It's kind of sad when you think about
it. He's sad.
But he said it worked.
Well, I guess
maybe
I
maybe you didn't take the right hot shower.
I guess not. Next time I got to curl up in a ball?
Exactly. Let it your back. You're not taking the right hot shower. It's got to be sad and depressing, I think.
I'll be more sad next time, I guess.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Isn't it crazy how your mood just changes when it's not negative 35 degrees outside?
Yeah, I'm a more pleasant person this week. It's
above zero. Not even just that. It's like 35 degrees mm-hmm. above zero.
Mm-hmm.
I was about to hang my head out the window on my way into work.
Like a dog?
Like a dog.
I swear to God, they have the best life. And they'll do it in any... They don't care what...
No.
They could care less how cold it is outside.
Why is that? Is it because they have hair on their face?
I don't know why they like it so much.
I just want to experience that one day in my life.
What? What they feel?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd like to know a little bit more about that. But last night I noticed our dog Evie. I have to sleep with a fan on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She slept purposely where the fan was. And I kind of wonder if she felt like it was like a...
She was hanging her head outside the car?
Exactly. She was probably having the time of her life last night. You know? She's just like there like, oh, it's the wind. And I'm just sleeping. You know?
See, I need to
it was
chase
really
that
the, it was the fan for my feet because, you know, I got hot toes.
Oh, right.
You know?
Of course. Yes.
But she was hogging it all last night.
Not good for her. I really envy that feeling, honestly.
I want to know what that feels like.
Should we take turns driving? I'll drive and then you hang your head out.
Can we
we'll
wait
switch?
Till Thursday when it's 53?
Yeah. Okay. It's a date.
I feel like a true adult because I went and saw a house yesterday.
Oh.
I know, right? Isn't that like what adults do?
Sure, I don't know.
Well, here's the thing, is that we've been kind of like, anytime we see an open house, we'll stop. Just because, like, you know, we're trying to get ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Because eventually, someday, we will buy a house. So anytime we see something, we're like, let's stop. Let's grab some ideas so that when we're ready to look at a house, we'll do it. But this one was different. We saw a house on Zillow, and we're like, we'll just call them and see if we can set up like an arrangement. I don't even know what it's called.
Okay. A showing?
Is that what it's called? Sure. It's smart people.
I think so.
Adult things.
Right?
I don't know.
Open house? Showing? I don't know.
I think you're right. I think it's called a showing. And so that we could set it up and then see with that process, is it different than an open house?
Oh, yeah.
So that we're ready. We went and did that. Get some ideas because we're going to buy a house soon.
Yeah.
We just want to get ideas. We want to be ready. But we got it. We got ready. We try to make sure we look rich.
Oh,
you know, because we don't
show up in sweatpants.
No, we want to make sure that we look like we can afford a house. Because you don't want to look like we just rolled out of bed when we did.
Right.
So I did my hair and my makeup and tried to like pick my richest outfit that I have.
Oh.
Which comes from like, you know, Forever 21.
Mm.
And then we went to the house. And then, you know me, I've been telling you that, like, the problem with me looking at houses on Zillow is that I immediately start imagining my future there.
Right.
Is that I'm like, oh, this could be my game, like, my, like, he'd be his gaming room, could be my crafting room and makeup room. And then I imagine our entire life there.
Right.
And then I get disappointed when we walk away and he's like, that's not the one.
Mm-hmm.
So he told me before we got in, he's like, I need you to look at the negatives. Everything bad about the house when we go through it,
mm-hmm.
which was a good way to look at it because I haven't been doing it that way. And then I walked out even more disappointed though.
Oh,
but in a good way. Like I wasn't disappointed because I was like, oh man, like this isn't the house. Cause like I'm disappointed because like, we're not going to be able to have our future here. I was more disappointed because like there was too many flaws.
Got it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, this requires way too much work. And I am not that person. I can't flip houses. I'll never be that person.
Right.
Don't make me do it. And I don't even know who to call to do it.
No.
That's the other thing. I'm not calling someone to put cupboards in here. I don't know. Who do you call? 1-800-CUPBOARDS? You got to hope that's a number.
You could try that. Why not? My cats are normally little angels who never get in much trouble. And honestly, we got a good cop, bad cop situation going on at my house. Except I get stuck being the bad cop all the time.
Oh, man, I was rooting for you to be the good cop.
No. It's always my boyfriend, Curly, has the biggest soft spot for both cats, especially to Luce. However, Saturday, they got a firm talking to by their dad, Curly. Okay. What had happened was I busted my butt Saturday cleaning the entire house. It was one of those days that I was like, ew, I'm living in filth. I just want to clean everything. Scrub it
down. Do you think maybe this is why you were sick Sunday, that you inhaled too many fumes?
Dude, maybe.
Maybe. That's just a thought I just had just now.
Could be, because I was scrubbing everything. Showers, toilets, floors, vacuuming, you name it, I was doing it. And it felt great because it just needed it. So I did that while Curly was at work, and then he got home, comes into the living room, which is where our cat's food and water is. He goes, oh, it looks really great in here, because I had told him I was cleaning. Then he goes, oh, the cats made a mess, because they can't seem to keep their food in their bowl. Mm. They like to scoop it out. They eat like ravenous stray cats. I don't know what it is. They can't keep it in their bowl, and they can't even keep it on their little like silicone mat. It goes everywhere, which then ends up on my carpet, which was freshly vacuumed. And I go, I don't know what to tell you, man. I was on my hands and knees all day cleaning. I'm not getting up and vacuuming again. So he, Curly, took the cats aside and gave them a little firm talking to. You guys, your mom was working very hard today. She blood, sweat, and tears.
Scrubbing. Was there actual blood?
No. My skin got a little dry from the cleaning products, but that's beside the point. He's like, you have got to keep your food in your bowl. You guys, stop doing that, especially right after your mom just cleaned. I was like, you know what? Period. It was time for you to give them a talk to, because I always have to tell them when they're being bad. And you know what? It was a mess still this morning. Food everywhere.
I'm honestly shocked that he didn't do what I've seen on like TikTok videos, is where people will take their animals and make them clean up their mess. Like with their paws, they'll make them pick up their food one by one and put it back in the bowl, or even their toys. To teach him a lesson. I thought Curly was going to do that.
Oh my God, he should have.
He should have, after he gave him the firm talking to. Then maybe they would have learned. And they wouldn't have had a mess today.
I don't know if they would have learned, but.
Well, no, probably not.
I'm going to teach him how to use the vacuum is what I'm going to do.
I told you last week that we've been having a little bit of a problem with our baby dog, Zaw.
Yeah, you just cannot keep him tamed.
No, here's the thing. He's a little baby. He's not even a year old yet, not until July. Mm. And originally, when we got him, we would baby gate him off in the kitchen. That's what we decided.
Yeah.
Then we would come home, and he's still in the teething phase, so it would be like all these things would be torn down. Like the kitchen towel would be torn off of the stove, and he'd be teething it off, like ripping it apart. Mm-hmm. And all these things would be just chewed on that he shouldn't be chewing on, that could be very harmful for him.
Right.
So the next thing we did was put him in a kennel. The thing about that is he would, well, go to the bathroom in the kennel because he's got, you know, a little bladder, right? It's okay. But then he would roll around in his, you know, and then he'd be stinky. So then we're like, nope, can't do that. So then I got him this, like, playpen. And honestly, it looks like a baby playpen, but it was specific for dogs. We had that for not even an entire month before that became a problem, because he got so strong and so smart, he'd jump out of it.
Yes.
I come home and he'd be free little puppy. So we couldn't do that. However, neighbor man had this brilliant idea. He's like, I don't think we have to get rid of the playpen. I have an idea. Mm. Well, this is his second, quote, brilliant idea.
Okay.
His first brilliant idea was, let's put a blanket over the playpen. Mm-hmm. And then that wouldn't be a cover. However, Fat Mochi thought that was a flat surface and then jumped on the blanket. Mm-hmm. And you know what happens there.
Yeah.
His second brilliant idea this weekend, which was flip the playpen over.
Oh.
You know? So now the bottom would be the top. So instead of a blanket, we're flat Mochi. Fat Mochi could, if he jumped on it, it'd be fine. Because now the playpen is upside down.
Yeah.
Okay? This worked for a solid, well, 1 hour for us to go to the gym. We came back home. Zaw's still in there. Oh. All grain dandy. Then we leave for 2 hours. Zaw's free. I don't know how he got out of it, but he did.
Was it flipped over or did he worm himself underneath?
He squirmed himself underneath. Mm. That dog is smarter than, I don't know, the CIA.
Mm-hmm.
That guy, that dog is so smart. So now, I don't know what we're going to do. I think we're going back to the kennel, which means he's going to be a stinky puppy.
Oh.
I can't wait, because now we got to shower him every single night. Because he rolls around in, you know, his bathroom. Acts.
Maybe that'll help him learn.
No,
dogs
he thinks,
hate bath time.
Not this dog. He loves it. And he loves rolling around in his, you know what?
Well,
this is not how I wanted it to go.
I mean, he could come to work.
That would be a great idea. The Just Z1 a 2.9 dog.
Yeah. Try it.
Well, smack me. You're not going to believe this.
I can't reach.
I actually put down my Christmas tree.
All of them?
Well, don't be crazy now. Come on.
You put one out of how many?
Yeah, two.
Okay.
I put down one Christmas tree. The other one in the living room still stands by the rule that I have, which is going to stay up till my birthday, February 9th, which really is Super Bowl Sunday. If that's the only time, that's the only thing you really care about, not my birthday. You only care about the Super Bowl.
So what made you take it down?
Well, the other one was in the bedroom. And so it was taking up a big chunk of the bedroom. It was getting kind of annoying. And also, Fat Mochi was getting annoying about it. Let me explain. Mm-hmm. He got into this really bad habit that, okay, so well, here's the thing. That sounds really bad, but we close the bedroom doors and then we kind of close all the children in the bedroom with us. But here's the thing. The way that the bedroom is set up is that it's the bedroom and then there's the closet that is connected and it's got the doors that connects into the second room as well.
Yeah.
So it all kind of works out. And in the second room, you've got the kitty litter so they can perfectly go to the bathroom. It's all great and dandy. And we've got food in there. So even if they're locked in with us, they're happy campers.
They got all they need.
Yeah. However, Fat Mochi sometimes doesn't like that. So he would let us know that it was time for him to get out of there by trying to get into the tree.
Oh.
You would hear him. I don't know if he would shake it. I don't know what he was doing. But in the middle of the night, you would hear like ruffling.
Oh.
And it would be the tree and like all the ornaments. And then one by one, you'd hear them come tumbling down. Mm. And neighbor man was sick and tired of this happening at 2-3 in the morning.
Yep.
And then me going, Bamochi, stop it. Mm-hmm. And then him being like, just get him out of the room. Get him out of the room. So now we don't have to worry about it. And now he sleeps in the room the whole night.
Oh.
The last two nights, because we took it down Saturday. Sunday night, he slept in the whole room. Last night, he slept in the whole room without annoying us. Well, the tree was the problem.
I could have told you that 2 months ago. They're terrible.
I wish I would have known that, because he's been waking me up at 2-3 in the morning. I should have gotten rid of the tree a long time ago.
It was all because of Christmas.
Well, now I know no more trees in the bedroom.
Yeah, right. You're going to do it again next year.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Over the weekend, I saw this trend happening on my For You page, which is people posting, let's go see what people are hiding in TJ Maxx.
Oh, because they want to eventually come back for it?
I think so.
Okay.
So it's happening at like stores like that where, again, you don't know what the inventory is. It's always different. Every store is a little bit different. So this one girl that she has like a full series of doing this where she goes to a TJ Maxx store and then specifically goes into like the storage bin aisle and she'll pull out bins or open up lids and stuff. And there are people that hide items inside of the bins or behind, I don't know, trash cans or something. They're intentionally hiding things that you're exactly right. They either didn't want to buy that day, they want to come back for something like that. So this girl is like going through stuff and she finds it looks like somebody like hid all of these things because they're all kind of your aesthetic, honestly.
I didn't do it.
They're all pink. There's like a pink cowboy boot
Okay, pillow. I'm not into cowboy boots, so we're good there. It was not me.
There is like a Valentine like sequin lip pillow. There was like some pink press-on nails, like candles with pink bows on them. There was a pink purse. So, but this girl is posting this video being like, I think this is the same person because it's all in one aisle that she's in. But what gagged me is that she's like, oh, but I like this too much. I'm going to take it. So she took the hidden things. You know what I would do?
I would take what I want, but then put things back.
Oh, you're going to be like the police?
Yeah. You know me. I'm a firm believer of doing what's right.
Well, yeah, it's definitely.
I would put things back where they belong so that people had to have a chance to get it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Man.
But here's the thing. Here's what I would worry about is that I would be the person who's really just trying to get a trash can. You know what I'm saying? And I'd be the dummy who wouldn't look in the trash can. And so then I go to checkout and they're like, ma'am, are you trying to steal a lip pillow?
Oh my God, I didn't even think about
that. We're calling the police because you're trying to steal a lip pillow.
Or they don't notice it and then you try to leave and then the beep, 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 beep goes off.
And then I get arrested for stealing a lip pillow. Oh
tonight at 10, DJ gets arrested for stealing lip pillow.
And now I'm arrested. Because you did it to me. You did it to me.
Oh my God, you just unlocked a new fear in me.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I can tell I'm getting old because my Saturday nights are much different than they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of hitting the town and going out, I spent my Saturday night coloring. Oh yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. My brother had messaged me earlier in the week and was like, hey, I'm bored this weekend. Let's hang out. I was like, sure, yeah, come over Saturday. I have nothing going on. And he's like, okay, I'm going to bring my fancy coloring books.
That's what he said?
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep.
What did you think was originally going to be the plans?
I don't know, I guess.
I just was like, I wanted to know what your expectations were, and then you hear coloring.
Pretty much that. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But
I would assume, like, I don't know, movie and pizza, and then hearing coloring, which I would have been like, oh, that's different, but okay.
We did do pizza, because I was like, yeah, we can order something, and you can come on over. He's like, yeah, I'll bring my fancy coloring books, which I know this is a thing on TikTok, people coloring, like, specific adult coloring books. And people use these fancy markers. They're like alcohol based. They're like really nice and bougie. So I was like, yes, bring that over. It's going to be so much fun. And it was. However, I don't know that that's like my vibe to relax. You know what I mean? I guess we weren't really trying to relax. We were hanging out and just chit chatting while we're doing it. But he does this for funsies, him and his girlfriend, as like a nice nighttime wind down activity. I could hardly hold a conversation with them because I was like, what color do I make the grass? How do I make the grass look like grass? Your guys's are so detailed. You're putting little brush strokes for every single blade of grass. And then I made the sky like dark gray on accident. I was horrible at it, which is annoying because normally I like to craft. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this doesn't seem like you at all.
And they're like, no, just like don't think about it. It's going to turn out great.
Really, from the 70s?
Well,
did they have something before? Some brownies? You're making it sound like it.
None of my business. But I'm like, this is fun. But like, I don't know if it's because I'm competitive in that way where I'm like, mine needs to look the best.
You should add some brownies is what I'm getting the vibe of.
But I didn't even finish because they only hung out for, I don't know, a couple hours. We had pizza, colored a little bit more, and they're like, okay, we're going to head out. And I'm like, well, my page isn't done. I didn't finish my picture. And I don't have your fancy markers. I can't continue after you leave. So I was like, okay, you're going to take my page, and then we're going to have to set up another coloring party date because this is all I'm going to think about until we do this again. So now I don't know what that makes me.
Yeah, no, I can't. I like to think I can color. I have several coloring books. I've got hundreds of crayons and colored pencils and markers that you can name it. I've got it. Not the fancy kind like them. But I don't like to color because I get too stressed about I'll color and then I look at it. And I'm like, oh, God, I picked some wrong colors. Like I've got to be the type of person who does like paint by numbers or whatever. Because I just feel like I look at it and I'm like, oh, I picked the wrong blue.
Right.
You know, for the clouds. Like, that was a horrible decision on my part. So I feel like I'm you.
I just...
Maybe I should learn from them. I'm starting to think they had brownies before. It's the vibe
TikTok
I'm getting.
That ruined it because they're doing like the light effect.
They did do that?
Yes.
Oh, God,
or
I could never.
Or they're putting shadows or they're making everything look like it has like wood grain to it. And I'm like, I'm behind and I look stupid.
I could never.
So I don't, maybe I need to practice before my next gathering.
I think you've been doing it too much on your iPad. That's the problem.
Well, yeah, because then I can just press undo and then everything is fine.
Okay, then maybe next time you bring white out.
Okay.
And then maybe that's your undo.
No, I'll just have a big, gunky, nasty
You're
photo.
You're going to need a bucket of white out is the vibe I'm getting.
Yeah, probably.
So I have noticed that if I am like watching certain things at the gym, I'm more successful. Now, I can't do this when I'm like lifting weights. That's a little bit harder for me. I'm talking about like if I'm doing a cardio day, I'm like way more successful.
I agree. I get really bored just staring outside the window.
Uh-huh. I can't do it. I also, if I like am just listening to music while doing cardio, I am more likely to talk myself into like ending it sooner.
Agreed.
You know, I'll be like, well, I've been on it for 10 minutes. It's time for me to be done.
Well, that Adele song had to have been 4 minutes.
Well, I'm done.
The timer on here is lying.
Exactly. So I'll get off of it faster because it's just like, you know, lifting weights. It's like, I'm like, I can do this. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got some time off, you know, you get a little couple breaks. You don't get breaks when you're on the treadmill.
Well, you could, but usually. Not normally.
So what I've been doing is watching some shows. What I was doing is I'd be like watching The Simpsons or Bob's Burgers because those episodes are like 20-ish minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Those will distract me. It's funny. And they're stupid funny is the best way to put it. So The Simpsons or Bob's Burgers. And then what I caught myself watching the other day that got me 40 minutes on the stair steppers was just TikTok. Just scrolling through TikTok distracted me.
I can't. I've tried doing that.
Really?
I can't do it.
Why?
No. I don't know. I don't like the scrolling.
That was hard, especially on the stair steppers. On the stair stepper, like it was hard to like.
Oh my God, I'd lose my balance.
I was gonna say to keep my balance, but also like scroll at the same time. Luckily, I got caught with like a 10-minute long video, which did help me there. That did help me. But then on Saturday, it was at the gym, and I was on TikTok again. This time, I was on the treadmill, and I was doing high incline. And pretty good speed too. And I got stuck on TikTok again, but on a comedian's like TikTok page.
Yeah.
And I'm going to start watching comedians because, oh my God, I got distracted and I wasn't even paying attention by the incline, like being like annoying or that I wanted to be done or anything like that. Because you just get distracted by you laughing.
Oh.
Like watch something funny and you won't even notice that you're in pain. Or that this is like the worst thing of the entire world.
Okay, question.
Yeah.
Good idea, but question. Are you like laughing out loud?
Yeah, that was the thing.
Okay, you look a little crazy.
Not as crazy as the guy behind me who kept slamming weights down. So you know what? I didn't even care.
No, that's kind of to be expected.
He kept slamming weights down and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna giggle to myself. And so then I know I was giggling kind of loud because like, there were some good jokes or whatever. And you know me, I'm a loud person. You heard my cackle 2 seconds ago. I can't help it. I didn't cackle like that. Now I kept the cackling in a little bit.
I mean, that's a good way to get the gym to yourself because you're going to scare people out of there.
I'll just start doing my cackle. And soon enough, everybody will stop going to the gym. God.
I would. I'd be like, what is she wearing?
If you've ever heard the show,
welcome. Today's your first day. Hi.
Hey there. And you're like, what? Who? Who's who? What's what?
Well, my name is Taylor.
I'm Destiny. What's up? And then there's obviously more characters to the show. They're just not here.
No.
We can't pay for them. That's too many people to pay.
They are here in our hearts. We talk a lot about our pets, our significant others. Yeah. And that's a lot of names to keep track of. And we try to keep you in the loop. But sometimes I just say, oh, you know, Romeo. And you're like, who's that? Juliet?
Where art thou, Romeo?
where art thou?
Or I'd say Evie. And you're like, Are we talking Pokemon here? Did you not know that's a character?
Nope.
We just learned
that today. Right now, actually.
We didn't name it. We didn't name her. But it is a Pokemon character.
Noted.
So don't ask me Pokemon.
Okay.
Fun facts, okay? Or Luna. Again, didn't name her, but I know that's a character from Harry Potter.
I don't know anything, clearly. What?
Clearly, you got to go to our show glossary, Taylor.
I do, because I know who they are, but what? This is news to me. This is my first day on the job, apparently. What?
Yeah, if you hear any of those names and you're like, huh, what? We got a show glossary.
We do. Those girls in the afternoon on KZIA.com. Go to our page and you can find our show glossary to see our pets, our significant others. My mother's on there because we call her Mama Kris Jenner.
It's not Kris Jenner.
Basically the same
thing. But she
thing.
Looks the same.
And she has that personality, you know what I'm saying? So if you're ever like, I need this written out. I need pictures. I need a map. That's all laid out for you on KZIA.com.
Welcome to the show, Taylor. Why is your first day?
I had no idea all the lore. What is going on?
It's time for Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon. Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win nothing. Please welcome your host, Destiny.
I called and asked if we could play Pony on repeat for the next 20 minutes. I was denied.
Shocking. So Let's Get Quizzical will have to do.
And a sexy trivia question is the next best.
All right.
Just getting heated over here. Next best thing I can do.
Of course.
The question is, 1 out of 10 women think a man is sexy when he wears this. What is it?
All right. Well, you can text in your guests. I feel like I'm in the club right now.
Hey.
You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029. Oh, God.
I'm in the club. It's hot in here.
Okay. No, it's not.
She's like, it's actually kind of cold in here in the studio. I got my blanket on.
I do. I'm freezing.
She's like, what club you at?
It's on a different planet.
I always make things awkward. 1 out of 10 women think a man is sexy. I said that way too loud. When he wears this. What is it? I'm making you so uncomfortable right now.
I'm just letting you have your moment. Get it all out. That's fine. Anyways, you can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Either let it out with you or it's got to go later. I mean, I don't know.
I don't want to hear any more of that sentence.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
It's getting steamy up in here.
I'm cold.
You're supposed to play along.
No.
Because tonight's trivia question is getting sexy. Okay, never mind.
All right.
1 in 10 women think a man is sexy when he wears this. What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319. What?
I read one of them and I'm giggling about it.
319-200-1029. That's where you can send your guesses. So far, 39-29 said, well, a lot of people said this actually.
Really?
Yeah. Gray sweatpants.
Round of applause for those gray sweatpants doing the work. Sorry.
Oh.
What?
I don't know what I thought you said.
What did you think I said? They're doing the work.
Probably not repeatable, honestly.
Love me some gray sweatpants. 9301 said their work uniform. Don't matter where you work. Amen.
Okay.
I mean, we don't have a work uniform here, though. So, like, although I would never say my coworkers are sexy, but, like, I don't think any of our, like, male coworkers, like, they go home and their significant others are like, wow, you look sexy. Because we don't have uniforms. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. Even my boyfriend, Curly, does not have a uniform.
He doesn't?
No. It's kind of like here, pretty casual.
Really?
Yeah. So.
So you don't get to be like, dang, you're looking hot going to work today.
Not because of a uniform, I guess. I don't. Anyways. 8704 said jewelry.
Does he wear jewelry? Curly?
Yeah, he likes necklaces.
The chain one?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I am so jealous.
Yeah.
I got to get neighbor man into that.
I really like when guys wear rings too. He's not into the rings.
What kind of rings? You talking more than just the wedding band?
Yeah, I mean like fashionable rings.
I'm into that.
I just don't think he knows what to do.
I'm into piercings too.
I don't mind a piercing.
Yeah, like a nice, it could be any kind of piercing.
Like
nose, ears,
lip.
I guess I don't know how to kiss that, so I don't know. It's only because I don't know how to kiss it. So let me figure that one out.
I don't have an answer for you. I have no idea.
But I'm into it.
All right.
1 out of 10 women think a man is sexy when he wears this. What is it?
Text in your guest 319-200-1029. We'll have the answer in about 3 minutes.
I got to convince him to get one of those necklaces, though. You remember, though, back when we were in like middle school, the shell necklaces
Oh, my God. The puka shells?
Girl, I was into that. That was my kryptonite.
It makes zero sense for people in Iowa. Like, where, I know. Where do you think you're surfing?
Where are you going after work or after school? It was more middle school. Where are you going after middle school?
Catch some waves on the Cedar River.
Getting you into the weekend with a sexy trivia question.
Woohoo.
Yeah. Okay, you just sounded like when your boss is like, mandatory team bonding.
Oh. Yeah.
You're like, woohoo.
Yeah, yay.
Anyways, one out of 10 women think a man is sexy when he wears this. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
1 out of 10 women think a man is sexy when he wears overalls.
No! God, please, no! 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 No!
No. No. No.
I don't know if I've ever seen a man
wear overalls. It depends. Like, for instance, you know I love Love Island. If you watched last season,
Was there a guy wearing overalls?
There was a guy, Rob, who it ended up being like his thing because they all made fun of him for wearing overalls. Kind of hot. Not going to lie.
You liked it?
Yeah.
But then you like, just dunked on it.
Well, because it...
It was his thing. It looked good on
him. It was his thing. But then I also have an ex-boyfriend that would like to wear overalls.
Really?
It was...
What was bad about it?
Oh, they were too tight.
See, I think that would look good. Would it? Did it not? Did it? Didn't. What was wrong?
Well, the man that was in the overalls is what was wrong.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.